Coming Together. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. An advisor to Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. Meanwhile, the situation continuing to remain grim in the besieged port city of Mariupol.
Russian troops are reportedly trying to storm a steel plant where more than 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are trapped underground. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and top officials here in Kyiv are calling on organizations like the United Nations to demand an evacuation corridor for those who are currently inside the plant. So far, those demands and requests have been met with really no response.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Ukrainian officials saying Russian forces prevented many Mariupol residents from evacuating. President Zelensky thanking President Biden and the American people on Twitter for their support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion. French President Emmanuel Macron once again defeating far-right rival Marine Le Pen for the presidency Sunday. It's the first time a French president has won a second term in 20 years. Macron reportedly winning a little over 58% of the vote. Wildfires in southern Nebraska killing a retired fire chief and injuring at least 15 firefighters.
The fires have scorched nearly 45,000 acres across five counties. Evacuations were issued for the town of Cambridge, Nebraska, but have since been lifted. The Nebraska National Guard was deployed. Fire crews and two Black Hawk helicopters were deployed to assist as well. Winds are weakening a bit following several days of critical fire danger right across the Central Plains.
Fox Weather's Taylor Luking. And in New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declaring a state of emergency, with 20 fires still burning in almost half of the state's 33 counties, which have been stricken with drought. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Israel ending its indoor mask mandate that has been in place for almost a year.
The end of the masking requirement took effect Saturday night as the country's new cases of coronavirus continue to drop. Masks remain mandatory in hospitals, elderly care facilities, and on international flights. Serious cases of coronavirus in Israel have plummeted from a high of over 1,200 during the Omicron variant outbreak to around 200. Israel closed its borders in November after the emergence of the Omicron variant of the virus, but in the months since has reopened the country to foreign visitors and lifted almost all coronavirus restrictions. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Home fans at Yankee Stadium throwing garbage and other items on the field at Cleveland Guardian players Saturday night.
Gleyber Torres hits a walk-off single. Should be a moment of celebration for the Yankees and their fans, but fans start throwing whatever they can at players in the Guardians outfield. We're talking bottles, cans, all sorts of debris on the field. Yankees players had to stop celebrating. The Guardians left fielder Stephen Kwan runs hard into the wall. He had to be evaluated for injuries, a possible concussion. That's when Kwan's teammate, Miles Straw, said Yankees fans crossed the line making fun of the injured player. We have seen something like this before. Last July, a game was stopped when a fan threw a baseball at Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. A new animated movie topping this weekend's box office.
You're afraid. because I'm the big bad wolf.
DreamWorks is the bad guys, earned $24 million in its first weekend. At number two, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Paramount Pictures cartoon, earning $15 million at the domestic box office in week two. At number three, the Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Who wouldn't like our chances?
But ticket sales fell almost 70% from last week. Ron Shustern, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.